Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. This half of the hour, this segment, the next segment, it's just going to be you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about attitude. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are waist deep now in this thing, this economic situation we've got. I don't know what to call it. I don't like calling it a recession because that sounds, I don't know, it's so presumptuous if you think about it. Such a broad term. And I know it's a global situation we've got. And nationally, a recession technically is measured nationally. But you know what? To talk about a recession, a recession, presumes that everybody is experiencing the same thing. And that's not the case. I mean, look, folks, I've told you before, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been through many recessions over the years. 69, mid-70s, early 80s, the crash of 87 and the SNL crisis of that time, the downturn of the early 90s, the whatever we had in the early part of this decade after the dot bombs, and now this situation. I mean, I've been around a long time living through these things, and there's one thing that I've seen in all of those. Everybody didn't experience the same thing. Some industries have had a harder time in different downturns. Some didn't do so badly. The next time, the tables may have been turned. Well, here's what I've determined. Notwithstanding how the industry may be hit hard in a certain way, for example, the automobile industry is really tough right now. The housing industry is really tough right now. Financial sector, really tough right now. Of course, those other two are primarily hurt by the financial sector. But what I've learned is, in observing businesses over all these decades, is that the people who survive and actually sometimes thrive in these tough times, the one thing that they have about them, the one thing that's constant and is a common denominator about those groups, those companies, those people, is their attitude. They didn't necessarily have more capital than anybody else. They might not have had a better product than anybody else. They might have even been, you know, completely absorbed or ensconced in that industry that was having a tough time. But somehow they wound up actually thriving. And the only reason that they did was because of their attitude. They had a survivor's attitude. They had the attitude that I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that this doesn't defeat me. I'm going to win by surviving. And you know what happens when they say that, folks? I'm going to win by surviving. That attitude actually helped them to not only survive, but to thrive. Now, how do you assume that attitude? How do you get that attitude? There's a... The best way to have that attitude is to not let other people get inside your head. Don't let negative Nellies get inside your head. Turn off, if you start, I listen to a lot of business news. I listen to a lot of marketplace stuff. It's my job. It's what I have to do to keep up with what's going on so I can do the job that I do for you. And so I have to keep up with a lot of stuff. But I'm trying to become a better consumer of this information, and that's helping me have helping my attitude. And what do I mean by consuming, be a better consumer of information? If somebody is talking about something that I think is news that I don't know, and I think it's facts and it's figures, it's information. It's, you know, like for example, it's an update on what the government is going to do to bail out this industry or that industry or some company. Whether I like what they're doing or not, I need to know what their plan is. But once people start wandering off on their attitude about that, their opinion about that, I tune that out. I turn it off. I go do something else. I listen to music or something else. Because I make sure that I don't let those people get inside my head, and especially if they're being negative. And that's what you've got to do too. You've got to focus. We all have to focus on our businesses, focus on what's positive. Remember what I've said before about positive reality? Avoid the negative hysteria and focus on the positive reality. Turn off the negative hysteria. Don't let those people get inside your head, and have and assume the attitude that I'm going to win by surviving. Now, when I use the word survival, that sounds like a pretty strong word, and it makes it sound like I'm thinking, whoa, you know, things are going to be really bad. If we only just survive, that's going to be a big deal. Well, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's coming at us. I don't know how bad things are going to be in the next 12 months. I think it's going to be kind of tough. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be kind of tough. So I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But I am going to be positive about you. I am going to be positive about me. I'm going to be positive about our chances. I'm going to be positive about our ability to take what we have in front of us, to take what we built, everything, the assets we have, the physical assets we have, as well as the emotional assets, the connections we've made, the relationships we have, the good work we've done for customers, the credibility we have in the marketplace, all those things. I'm going to take all those things and I'm going to develop an attitude. An attitude of I'm going to win by surviving. And there's one more attitude I want you to have. You've heard me say this before. It's about that hill that we're climbing. We come back after these messages. I'll tell you about that hill. I'll tell you about that climber and that attitude that you got to have. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar, one of the best pickers in the world, alive today. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can even see, with the new website we've got, you can even now see a sample of a letter that we've done. So you kind of get a look at what you're going to get. And by the way, if you decide you don't like it after you subscribe, it's easy to get us to take you off our list. So check it out and use it to your advantage. I hope you will. I'm talking about attitude, ladies and gentlemen. My attitude, your attitude, the attitude we've got to have. We have to assume. We have to assume this attitude. I want you to say that to yourself. Let's all say this together. I'm going to assume the attitude. That's what we're calling it, the attitude. And the attitude is, I'm going to win by surviving. I'm going to win by surviving. That's your goal right now. Because we don't know everything that's coming at us. We don't know. We still don't know how bad things are going to be. And I don't want to be negative, but I can't deny the reality, folks. I'm just trying to be positive about the reality. Positive reality, not negative hysteria. We're going to assume the attitude, and the attitude is, I'm going to win by surviving. Now, I was talking earlier about not letting people get inside your head, not letting the news and things get inside your head and create some kind of a cascading effect on you that just makes you not perform. That's external influences. Now, I want you, now that's other people, not letting other people. Stay away from toxic talk. Stay away from people who aren't contributing value to the debate, who are only being negative. Now, if they're talking about things that are scary, and you're having a discussion about those things, and there's somehow the discussion is around how do we deal with that, that's not a bad thing. But if all there is negative stuff, and nobody, all you're hearing is whining and complaining, go away from that. Run away from that. Don't walk. Run away from that. Because that's not good. That's negative hysteria. And that's not going to help your attitude. That's not going to help you assume the attitude. That's external stuff. Now, let's talk about the internal stuff. The internal component of the attitude, I think, starts with this little thing that I want you to say. I want you to learn how to say it to yourself, and I want you to believe it, and I want you to start taking steps to be able to be accurate, to be truthful when you say this. Here it is. I got this hill in front of me, but it's no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. This thing that's in front of us, this economy, these economic challenges, the credit crisis, the global problems, the Wall Street issues, the banking problems, whatever you're thinking of right now. We got a lot. There's a lot of stuff. The auto industry is tough right now. God bless our dealers out there and the people who are out there in flyover America in the automobile industry, the big three automobile industry. Those people are going to have a tough time. They are having a tough time. It's not going to get better for a while, I'm afraid. But we've got it. That's a hill. We have this hill in front of us. Maybe your hill is not real big. Maybe mine's really big. But regardless, we got to recognize that we've got this hill that we've got to have to climb. And we have to say to ourselves, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. And if you have that attitude, if you can start with that attitude, and then, but that's just an affirmation, right? That's just words. Then you got to back it up with performance. What does that performance look like? This is where you do some of the things we've been talking about in the past. You make sure you touch your customers. You quit listening to the talking heads. You start listening to your customers. Ask your customers, what can I do to help you? That's performance, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of thing that you do to help you climb this hill. It's the kind of thing that climbers do. They touch their customers and they say, hi, thank you for your business. I just want to check in with you. Can I come over and visit with you for a few minutes if you can get to them, if you can physically get to them? Let's go to lunch, whatever it takes, phone call, email, not an email. Make a phone call or go there in person. Talk to them. Talk to them out of your mouth. Listen. Have them talk to you and listen to them. Find out what they need. Find out what's going on and help them with that. Talk to your employees. Settle them down. Let them know that you're assuming this attitude. Get them to assume the attitude. This is no hill for a climber, and we're climbers. Let them understand what your attitude is. Let them assume the attitude. I'm telling you, folks, this is a kind of self-talk that you need to have with yourself. Because there's all this negative stuff that's coming at us, that's going to continue to come at us, negative news. They're not going to give us much good news. It's all going to be negative from the media. Make sure that you're talking to yourself in a way that's not toxic. And the way you do that is you get the other folks out of your head, and you focus on what's positive about what's going on in your business. Tell yourself that you're a climber, that this is no hill for a climber, and you're a climber. That kind of attitude, folks, assume the attitude that small businesses have to have, which is, I'm going to win by surviving. 29 after. Gotta take a quick break. Right back with RKC and Cuddy. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. In your dark eyes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.